Matthew Weir is Assistant Inspector General at the Office of the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration, the IG that covers the Internal Revenue Service. And they are looking at the impact of reduced budgets and reduced collection resources on the Internal Revenue Service executing its mission. Matt, thank you very much for your time today. You write in this work about the impact, particularly on automated collection service contact reps and field collection revenue officers. To set the stage for us, what do each of those categories of employees do? Thanks for joining me today.
As you mentioned, the IRS collection function has two components. The first is the automated collection system. And what that essentially does is it's 15 call sites, and they issue automated letters to delinquent taxpayers with, of course, telephone numbers for the taxpayers to call back. And so those automated collection system sites also have telephone assisters. The IRS refers to them as contact representatives who are available to talk to taxpayers when they call back. The second component of the IRS collection system is what the IRS refers to as the collection field function. And that's comprised of revenue officers who will actually visit taxpayers in person or call them on the phone. Of course, the IRS won't call a taxpayer on the phone unless they first received a letter from the IRS. So that's basically the outline of the collection function.
Is it correct to assume that in both cases, these are employees who are talking to taxpayers who it's already been determined that they owe? They are not contacting taxpayers who may prospectively owe or who haven't completed the information that they need to complete.
And that's correct. Now, there are instances where a taxpayer would call and indicate that they don't owe the tax that is shown on the notice, in which case the assisters will help them work through the IRS's processes to resolve the issue.
You note in this report that the IRS's budget's been cut by more than $1.2 billion between 2010 and 2015. Did you have something specific you wanted to look out at when you set out to do this work, Matt, or did you just want to see the overall impact of those budget cuts?
As part of our role as the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration is to audit the efficiency and effectiveness of the IRS. So what we wanted to do with this audit was evaluate how these budget cuts actually impacted a particular function of the IRS, in this case, the collection function. And what we found was the impact to the collection function was even larger than the budget reduction of 10% to the overall IRS.
It affected the collection function disproportionately, it appears. You write in this report, the ACS, Automated Collection Service, answering 25% fewer taxpayer phone calls since 2011. What was the cause of that? Was it just sheer resource issue, Matt?
That's correct. The budget for the automated collection system reduced over the 4 years from 2011 to 2014 to the point where the 2014 budget was $91 million less, or a 30% decrease. And the assisters, the telephone assisters that we discussed a minute ago, there was a 24% reduction, and that equated to about 700 fewer assisters to help taxpayers. And of course, if you have fewer assisters, it's going to take longer for a taxpayer to have their call answered. And what we found by 2014, it took almost 100%. It was 97% longer for the IRS to be able to answer that call. So it is largely resource-driven, and not just collection resource-driven. The collection function detailed over 400 of its assisters to help a different part of the IRS assist identity theft victims. And they were on a detail for over a year. So that was a significant impact as well.
So it sounds to me that certainly that identity theft mission is tremendously important. And we've talked on this program about the way that the IRS has tried to deal with the identity theft problem that it's encountered the last several years. So having those people deployed to that area is certainly important. This is an important area as well. And you write, taxpayers may remain non-compliant if they're able to reach a contact representative, if they're unable, excuse me, to reach a contact representative to resolve their tax issues. ACS inventory grew and became older. So the grew part we've already discussed. What does it mean that the inventory that the ACS, the Automated Collection Service reps, dealt with became older?
Well, what that means with fewer assisters to get to the inventory and be available to talk to taxpayers, the accounts there do get older, and for purposes of generating the automated notices, that part of the operation backs up. And when that happens, what you see the IRS do is they move more of that backed up inventory into what the IRS calls the queue. And the queue is a database that houses cases that they just can't get to. So we're seeing, you know, a ripple effect from the budget cuts.
And we see that in raw numbers as well. You write, in fiscal 14, revenue officers collected $222 million less, 7% less than in fiscal 2011. They closed 34% fewer cases. And you write that that's primarily just due to sheer numbers, as we've already discussed. But also, you write, downtime that resulted from revenue officers' computer problems. Now, Commissioner Koskinen has talked about the IT situation at the Internal Revenue Service on a number of occasions, but the work that you've conducted, Matt, seems to bear out what the commissioners talked about people really not being able to do their jobs because of the IT infrastructure at the agency. Am I reading your work correctly?
Yeah, that is correct. And as we wrote, this is essentially 66,000, over 66,000 hours of downtime that revenue officers were unable to perform their work because their laptops weren't working or needed replacement, but there wasn't the IT staff to assist. And when you look at previous years to 2014, typically there's always some downtime, but 2014 was essentially doubling what those revenue officers had to experience in previous years.
And you point out that 66,000 and some hours is the equivalent of losing 32 full-time employees for the year. Another interesting point here has to do with the person power of the agency. You write, many lower grade revenue officers are more experienced because budget limitations have restricted their promotion opportunities. People are essentially doing more advanced, more complex work and not really in the slots that would compensate them appropriately for that. Is that correct?
That's correct. And it cuts both ways as well, because as revenue officers move on to the next grade, they are then able to handle more complex cases. If they don't move on to the next grade, then the prescribed cases for that grade can be less than what they're capable of actually handling. And that was one of our recommendations in the report. Actually, we made some observations that revenue officers have a prescribed number of cases in their inventory with prescribed complexity. And our observation was, while the IRS can't do anything about its budget, it could assign more cases close to that prescribed limit and increase the complexity as well.
Fitting the caseload with the caseworker's abilities is what it sounds like you're getting at.
Precisely.
And about those highly complex cases, is that something that's easy to define, or is that a term that is maybe more difficult to define because each case, I imagine, is rather since it's complex, is rather unique?
Well, complexity typically in the IRS does define it in different ways, but if the particular account interacts with other laws, for example, if the taxpayer has experienced a bankruptcy, that will make it more complex. If the taxpayer has filed what's called an offering compromise to resolve their tax liability, that makes it more complex. So there's various factors that go into the complexity component.
In regard to your recommendations, you mentioned one of them already, and that's to make sure that the right people are working the right kinds of cases. But part of it is inventory level as well. One of the recommendations is that you write, to ensure that revenue office inventory levels are maintained at close to full capacity. You're essentially saying, it sounds like, that you want to make sure they keep enough people on the case to be able to handle all the cases.
Right. And in times of reduced staffing, it's important that the IRS move the caseload closer to those prescribed limits.
Matt, what else should we understand about the situation in which the IRS finds itself today, based on the work that you've done?
Our audit essentially concludes that there is a correlation between the budget cuts and the impact to the IRS collection functions performance metrics that we've talked about, the ability to close cases, the ability to answer the telephone when a taxpayer calls in a timely fashion, the ability to collect revenue. And we would expect that trend to continue if the budget trend continues also.